Blog Talk Radio.
These were the clans of Zubalah.
the old number was 30,500. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hubert, what verse did you stop on?
27.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, we have a couple callers to call in. We have Auntie Betty. Good evening. Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I have Auntie Bed and Auntie Dot. Am I correct?
Yes. I don't know about Bed. She didn't say nothing.
I didn't hear.
Okay, let's see. I'll do a roll call. I have Hubert, Mom, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Angela, and myself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There she is. She probably had us on mute. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Bet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, we're in the rush. We ain't
had
the prayer
message. Uh-oh, okay, here we need to bless the prayer line. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. We're in a different location, so forgive me.
Gracious and merciful God, thank you for being with us in our joy and in our sorrow. Bless our prayer line tonight, Lord, and bless everyone that joined us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Mom. Okay, let's see here. We'll start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
We still don't hear.
I'll just come back to her. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
She's still on the line. She have us on mute.
Oh, okay. I'm reading from Philip chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Rejoice
in the
Lord.
What, what book you said, Auntie Dot?
What is it, Philippians?
Okay.
Chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evinced to all. The Lord is near. Do not be excited about anything, but in every situation, by praying and participating in thanksgiving, with thanks, trusting your request to God, and the peace of God will transcend all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Philippians. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Philippians. Just a minute.
Philippians?
Philippians.
Okay.
Chapter 3, 1 through 14. And the subject saying endurance in Christ. Endurance in Christ. The church at Philippi grew faithful and flourished was disturbed by a troublemaker who sought to pull people away from worship in the Spirit of God. So Paul exhorts the Christian to endure in Jesus Christ as he encouraged them to rejoice in the Lord always. The more we enjoy in Christ, the less danger there is being thrown away from him. The troublemaker was Judas, who spread doctrine contrary to Paul's teaching. They took great pride in their stature as Jewish Christians, and they encouraged people to place their faith in tradition rather than in Christ. But Paul was not impressed with their lickness and learning, for he had once processed even more impressive tradition. And he had left them all behind, like an athlete shedding excess weight, so that he could press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold on me. He considered it well lost prepared to the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ. If we are to endure in Christ, we must watch out for whatever keeps us from following God wholeheartedly. To complete in the Christian race, we must carry light load and keep pressing toward the finish line. It is easy for us to get wrapped up in things, not only material things, but also the intangible, such as reputation, accomplishment, and even religion achievement. Like Paul, we must not allow things to rob us of our joy. Paul summed it all up by saying, "Not that I have already obtained all this." Paul was satisfied with Jesus Christ, but he was not satisfied with his Christian life. This advantage kept him reaching out and looking forward. We must reach forward to those things that are before us. We must press on in good times and bad times. To be the people God wants us to be in Jesus Christ, one hymn writer said this way, "I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward climb. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We did have a call to join in. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Good evening.
How are you? We're good. And you? Good.
Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Philippians. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the springs of water, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I go, did we ever get Auntie Betty back? Are you there, Auntie Betty? Mm-hmm. He must have us on mute and don't realize it. Well, Angela, do you have any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of I'm going to read Psalm 23.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley or the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I think we have Auntie Betty now. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen. Amen.
I can hear you guys, but y'all can hear me.
No, we couldn't. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. Okay, moving on to Auntie Marie. Is there any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I think so. Okay, I'll be coming out of Mark, the 9th chapter, starting at the 1st verse. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days Jesus taken with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Eli. For he wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Mark. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out to workers. It's that only God is worthy of praise and worship. God created us to worship him. John 4:24 says, For God is a spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Psalm 34:1 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. We are created to bring pleasure to God, and this act is called worship, for he alone is worthy. So by praying and worship, we express God how much he is worthy. However, worship is more than just music, singing, uplifting hands. Other acts of worship include praying, scripture reading, being still, silent, confession, and listen to sermon and given offering. There are acts performed in church service, but we don't have to be in church service to worship God. People in the Bible praise and worship God at work, at home, and on the battlefield, and even in jail. David praised God as he faced the giant Goliath. Joseph praised God through his life situation. Daniel continued to praise God even though the king would punish him and put him in the dens of the lions. The three Hebrew boys never stopped praising God even when they were bound in the fire furnace. When you are in tough situations, don't stop praising God. You can praise God at school. Thank him for friends and teachers who enjoy teaching. When you are at home, you can praise God for waking you up in the morning. And all during the day, you can thank him for taking care of you, giving you air to breathe, strong legs to walk, a mind to think, and a voice to speak his praise to others. Remember always to say table grace. We must thank God for the food he has given us. Some of us know people who have little or no food, and we must ask God to make provision for them as well. Praising God a little or praising him much. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Do it with all your heart. It was David who said, I will bless the Lord at all times. That means special time. That means no special time. Anytime, anywhere. 1 Chronicles 16:25 said, tell us that great is the Lord and great to be praised. God is holy and deserves praise. He is our creator of everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of the workers, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. We'll go right into our sick and shut-in, so if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the works that you are performing right now for Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Auntie Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley and family, Sister Angela and family, Auntie Marie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Laitler family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Cody family, the Franklin family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Mary Ann and family, the Lenny family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Thomas family, Charlie and family, the McClure family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Desert Kendrick, Ruth Edwards, Brian, the Brown family, the Peters family, Vanessa and family, the Williams family, the Johnson family, Auntie Marie, daughter-in-law, Reverend Slappy and family, Dwight, Tuan and family, SMA and family, the Verna family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jarrell and family, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, and Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your son and what he has done for us. And we thank you right now for all that you do for us every second of the day. Father God, we ask for a complete healing in our sick and shut-ins. And Father God, we ask that you help us to become whole again, so that others may see the goodness of you working in our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of December 16th through the 22nd.
Okay, I have two. Carl Gunner is today, the 16th. And we have little Daniel.
Sorry.
We have Carl Verner today on the 16th. And we have Lil Daniel on the 18th. So if you got, that's all I have on this that I know of.
Uh-huh.
Shakira is the 19th.
Shakira?
Shakira is the 19th.
Shakira, okay. Shakira. Trying to see. 19th, okay.
Okay, let's see here. Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Amen. Okay. This is where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise, support, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. We can share or we can pass. So I will start out with Mom, any praise or testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to pep this thing of song.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive let every heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth and salvation reign. Let men their song employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sound and joy, repeat the sound and joy, repeat the sound and joy. No more let sin and sorrow go, no thorn infest the ground. He come to make his blessing flow. Forever curse is found. He rule the world with truth and grace, and make the nation prove he's the glory of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And one of our love, and one of his love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. And I believe we had another caller to call in. Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry. I'm overslept.
Good evening. We're so glad you're here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I'll go to Auntie Beth. Auntie Betty, do you have any song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to still come out to workers tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, for he is good. Psalms 117 and 1 said, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people." For the Lord, praise the Lord for who he is. He is loving, he is just, he is patient, and he is forgiving, and he is all power. Praise God for his love for the whole world. He got the whole world in his hand. Celebrating that God Almighty created, sustained the universe and everything. Praise him for his unlimited love. God's love will never end. He will love you longer than next week, next month, or next year. He will love you forever. God demonstrated his love towards us. That is why we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. He demonstrated love for us today. Whenever God make a promise, he keep it. God was faithful to Daniel in the lion's den when he closed the lion's mouth. He was faithful to baby Moses by keeping him safe as he floated down the Nile River. 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and will purify us for unrighteousness. Psalm 145:9 tells us the Lord is good to everyone. He showed his compassion on all of his creation. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of the workers. You made me want to get one of those.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay, next I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news or praise report you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have something I would like to share from my prayer book. But first of all, I'd like to apologize for being late. I just overslept. I had the phone in my hand when I was doing things. It was 8:23. Okay. Oh, I'm glad I did wake up to get a little bit. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I'm about to for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, of Peace, and that's Isaiah 9:10, it is to know, Lord, that you have given us the Spirit of Jesus Christ to be our counselor. For we must confess we need your guiding hand in every area of our lives. Help us to be the mother we need to be with our children and family. Give us wisdom and discernment to be a living example of your unconditional love. Strengthen us daily, Father, that whatever life brings, you will be honored and glorified. We thank you, Father. We ask in your precious name. And thank you for being our wonderful counselor. In Jesus' name we pray and offer up this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Unto us a son is given. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to sing a song.
Amen.
You got God in your life. Tell me what more do you need?
We have God in your life. Give me, what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I should need. Stepped in the water. The water was cold. Chilled my body. Because I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I should need. Going when you have God in your life, there should be nothing more that you should need. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Andrew, I'm going to have to ask, are you ready to sing too? Mom and Hubert came. I have to ask.
Oh, wow.
No, not this time. I'm coming out of Psalm 27, 1 through 5, and it talks about being safe in his dwelling. In this psalm, David addresses a situation in which he faced danger, the loss of freedom, and perhaps even death at the hands of those enemies who sought to bring him down, to oppress and besiege him. The God of our forebears provided safety, even in hostile environments. They also had their secret places, even in the presence of the oppressor. In this kind of relationship, one that assures safety and protection, the believer experiences divine intimacy. How often do minority persons find themselves facing danger and oppression through political, economic, educational, and other social institutions? Where can we go for salvation? Like David, we can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Or whom shall I be afraid? In this life, we may face perils from strangers, friends, and even family, but we will not fear. We can be confident that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let us therefore wait patiently on the Lord and be of great courage, for our God will strengthen and protect us from all harm. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms. Let's see here. Next, I go to Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay, Abby, coming out of Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer within? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin, for he that is dead from free, for he that is dead is free from sin. Not we be dead, Christ. We believe that we shall also live with him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Romans. Hallelujah. Okay, next I have Auntie Janet. Is there any news you would like to share with the group tonight? Since you was late, I'm calling on you again. That's why.
Okay. The first reading was taken from, Luke 1. So I will do all of it. Just let me do a little part of it. It says, let me see. Just hold on. And he shall, let me go now. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived, and have conceived a son in old age. And this is the 6 months which with her, who was called barren. And what I wanted to share with us, family, is, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's Luke 1:37. Nothing with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading 2 Peter 3, chapter 8 through 15. Do not forget this one thing, dear friend. With the Lord, a day is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowly. Instead, he is patient with you, not waiting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repent. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heaven will disappear like a roar. The element will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy, godless, live as you look forward to the day of God and speed it to you. The day will bring about the destruction of the heaven by the fire, and the element will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friend, since you are looking forward for this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord is patient, means salvation. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of 2 Peter. Let's see here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before we come into the closing prayer?
But I won't be with on. I won't be on next Sunday. I know that. That's why I was so sad when I woke up and found out I had almost missed tonight. So.
Okay. missed you last week.
Amen.
And I have to say, keep the prayers coming. Angela's getting better day by day.
Yeah,
Angela, you've been home less than a month?
Not quite a month.
Yeah, and how well are you doing since you've been home?
Doing good. My wound is pretty much healed. Got one little spot. I'm walking better. Talking a little bit. Getting stronger.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I just ask that everyone just keep your prayers coming because prayer works. Amen. Okay. So if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Loretta.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We're going to let him continue our prayer toward Dwight. He's still in the hospital.
I'm sorry, who?
Dwight.
To one of her husband, Dwight,
yeah.
Dwight? Okay.
Yeah,
to
one of her husband.
Okay, and he's in the hospital now.
Yeah, he's not doing good.
Okay. All right, we'll keep him in our prayer, lift him up in prayer. Thank you for that info. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to live each day following the example of his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations. Bless our schools and bless our prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God Amen. Loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you
Amen.
All, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Okay, you too. Also.
From the Nevins family, would like to leave this with you. Hear me, people. Wake up. Just because it is the year 2018 doesn't mean he is the reason. He is the reason for your every second of the day. That alone is enough to praise him. Walk by faith and not by sight. From the Nevins family, may everyone have a blessed week. Good night.